AircheckDownloads.com.
It was only 10 years ago this weekend that the top three songs in the USA were number three, Falling in Love by Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, and number two, Someone Saved My Life Tonight by Elton John, and number one, the Bee Gees with Jive Talking. This is Jive Talking, Moonwalking, Rick Dees. Hey, we're feeling good now, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Come on for us.
Woo. All right, let me moonwalk one time.
Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I'm into it. This lady makes me do things like that. Annie Mae Bullock, better known as Tina Turner. We don't need another hero.
Out of the ruins, under the dome.
Tina Turner, the lady who says her dream is to one day own an American Express gold card. That's number seven this week, up five from last weekend. And concluding the mini salute to the Queens of Soul, at number six, it's Detroit's Aretha Franklin. Ooh, Aretha, riding on that freeway of love in a pink Cadillac. And she's been recording for 22 years now. Of course, shows no signs of letting up. She's up one to number six on the weekly top 40. Okay, now we had a challenge earlier in the show. We're going to repeat it for you now. And we've got a great prize, too. An entire wardrobe from Union Bay Sportswear, including a lightweight jacket with polar fleece lining. Super for back to school. And all you do is identify a song that we play backwards. We're going to play a song backwards. Give us the artist and title. All right, here we go. All right, that's it. Write your answer, artist and title down on a postcard. Send it to Rick D's Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. And it's very simple. We pick a winner at random from all the correct entries received by this coming Friday. Enter as many times as you like. This contest is sponsored by D's Creations. And do include your telephone number on your card, okay? If you need the address one more time, just call us here at the radio station. Coming up, the top five songs in the USA. You know, it was just 398 years ago this weekend, in 1587, that Virginia Dare became the first English baby born in the New World. And, of course, as little Virginia was being born, her mother said those immortal words. Here we are with 25-year-old Brian Adams at number five, Summer of 69.
I got my first real six-string.
Wail it, Brian. Brian Adams from Canada, and he's the Canadian top-selling artist of all time. And Summer of 69, climbing forward to number five on the weekly top 40 this weekend. At number four, a song that John Parr wrote about a paraplegic named Rick Hansen. Rick is a guy who is currently circling the world in a wheelchair on a 15-month Man in Motion tour. That's why this song is called Man in Motion. The theme from St. Elmo's Fire. Here's John Parr. That's the man that raises show dogs as a hobby. It's John Parr in St. Elmo's Fire, up two to number four on the weekly top 40 countdown. Number three as we close in to the biggie. Here's a guy born in Montreal and spent part of his early years in Mexico and Spain. Corey Hart, Never Surrender.
Just a little more.
That's the 22-year-old man that spent the early part of this year opening concerts for Hall & Oates and Rick Springfield. And now he is headlining. Corey Hart in number three with Never Surrender. Rick Dees here with you this weekend. Get ready because the top two songs in the USA are coming up and our special in-studio guest, Huey Lewis, will be right here.
The Weekly Top 40.
Oh, I can feel it, yeah. The power of love. Our special in-studio guest, it is Huey Lewis, who drove a yogurt delivery truck between San Francisco and Seattle at one time in his career. And he's at number two for the second week in a row. That brings us to number one. The guys from Bath, England, who are now making their home at the number one spot for the third straight week. Let's get into it. Tears for Fears. Roland Orzabal, Kurt Smith, for the third straight week. It's number one. And it's primal therapy to them. They say they love to sing that song, Shout. And we'd like to shout out that we have a bunch of fun doing the Weekly Top 40 every single weekend. We got a whole family in here. In fact, my kid Kevin is working on his Bruce Springsteen. Do the Bruce.
I'm looking for a lover to cover me.
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, everybody that puts the Weekly Top 40 together. He got an ice cream sandwich for doing that. Our producer, Paul Joseph, a real hardworking guy. He doesn't know the meaning of the word quit and a lot of other words either. written by the alleged Larry Strother and Gary Murphy, engineered by the Sultan of Sleaze, Paul Libeskind, also with with help from his inflatable helper, Jeff Leonard, and of course, Jack Don Elliott Schwab. Our production assistants are Sharon Steiner and Tracy Hodes. Special thanks to Christine Hamilton, Laura Get Down Brown, Linda Sanchez, Julie Dees, and all these great voices. And the Weekly Top 40 is a Paul Joseph production in association with Dees Creations and distributed by United Stations Programming Network. This is Rick Dees. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Go ahead, punk. Make my day.
AirCheckDownloads.com.